you grew up in a Baptist church.
Yes.
What is that faith or any faith doing for you now?
I have had an interesting transformation. I won't get into a lot of details, but I was visiting the Luberon Valley in Provence in the south of France, and I kept going, I've been here before, but I hadn't, in this life anyway, been there before. But it was almost like I did need a map. I knew where all these villages and towns were. Everything seemed very, very, very familiar. I was just amazed at that experience. A couple of years later, a friend insisted I go see an intuitionist that was in town advising one of our business leaders here in town. Well, whatever. So I went to see this person. I walk in the door. She doesn't know anything about me. And she said, well, you're an easy read. Said, you lived in Roman times. You lived in the south of France in the same valley she described to a T, the valley, and actually told me about my life. And again, we had rented a house in Provence, and the bridge at the end of the driveway was built in 3 BC, and it was about 20 miles from Arles, which has the most intact Roman arena in the world. She was telling me in this life I was female, and my husband, we were vintners, which, again, the house was surrounded by grapevines. Arles being 20 miles away, my husband could easily get to do his gladiators thing on the weekends, if you will. So when she described this, it all came back to there's nothing to be afraid of. I was kind of taught a lot of fear growing up, and I went, okay, there's just something inside me says that this is a cycle of life and there's nothing to fear, that my time on earth will be rewarded with another life. Therefore, there's really no fear at all. And that's why I don't get depressed. When it's my time to go, I will miss not seeing my granddaughters grow up. I regret that very much, but it is what it is. It's the hand I've been dealt.
So then you're probably wondering, well, what's my next life going to be?
Right. Just how exciting. It's kind of exciting to think about.
Is that really your deep down feeling? You are being honest about that?
Yes, absolutely. At this point in my life, I'm not into dogma. I am into concepts. And this, of course, is a Buddhist concept. I'm not into the Buddhist dogma at all, but I do appreciate their concept of the cycle of life repeating.
I think you told me that as you were growing up, you question your mother a lot about the faith, Protestant faith, we'll call it, happened to be Baptist. Yep. You were even questioning back then, 10 years old.
Well, one of the things, we were studying the origins of the Bible, and I realized that, you know, a lot of the Bible, New Testament, wasn't put together until the 5th century when it was decided what to include. And I remember asking my mother, how can they know what someone actually said 5 centuries before, when there were no computers and even things weren't written down until many, many, many years later? I said, how can we know what they said? And her response to me is, you just have to have faith. You just have to have faith. And I always thought, I need something else other than that.
So that was an early thought.
I remember questioning her when I, like, second, third grade.
So ALS has progressed. You're sitting here with this interview now in a wheelchair. Has it been rather recent that you decided the wheelchair is for you?
It's safer. It feels much, much safer. And the physical therapist suggested it's time.
So you're wondering about how long your life is going to be. Nobody has set a cap on that, I'm sure.
Because people can go into a plateau and stay, or they can go very quickly. There's no way of knowing with ALS.
You could have 10 years at this.
I could have 10 years. I could have 10 months. You just don't know.
Do you live with that every day, thinking?
Yes. It encourages me to clean out file cabinets, clean out the garage, and throw stuff away, and or give things away. Trust me, you ought to see the stack of things that need to go to the shredders. It's incredible. I'm trying to get things simplified for my heirs.
You know, you will be remembered for your great work in town, but particularly for the way you're handling this, accepting with courage You don't seem to be complaining. You don't say, why me? Woe is me.
I don't have that feeling, John. I'm just grateful for the wonderful, wonderful life I've been given. And I'm extremely grateful for that.
You seem to be graciously handling all this.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we will remember you that way. How would you like us to remember you?
As someone who is grateful and appreciative of a wonderful, wonderful life. It's all I can ask for.
Well, I sit here in wonder. I've known you for a number of years, and the way you're handling this, maybe that'll be your legacy.
Yeah.
But you have many things to be proud of. Thank you for telling us your story, for Voices. There'll be those who will listen and draw strength from you the way you're doing this.
Oh, I appreciate that. It's my honor.
It's ours, too. Thank you, Doug.